Welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod, broadcasting live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Centennial College Internet Radio Studio. And yes, I do love this intro song. If you've ever seen Spaceballs, you know that this is the intro song for the Lone Starship. And I always remember John Candy dancing around in it as Barf. And what a great song, and what a great movie, actually. So anyway, on the show, we're going to be talking about politics. So if that's not your cup of tea, you might want to stick around and listen to the other parts of the show. But we're going to be talking about some politics. Yes, and if you're interested in Canadian politics, you don't know who you're going to vote for, you don't know how to vote, you don't know what you're going to do, you should have got a ballot card in the mail if you haven't yet. Advanced polls begin on April 22nd. And they go 22nd, 23rd, 24th, I believe. And then the big show comes on May 2nd. And it'll be interesting to see who wins that this election. Anyway, I don't think anything's going to change. But if you're actually not sure where you fall on the political spectrum, you don't know where you are, you can check out this great... CBC is this great little thing you can do, and you can go on it, and it's called... you go to cbc.ca/news/politics/CanadaVotes2011/vote.com/pass, and you can just find it. It's on their main page, and it's... tells you how to vote, and it's really, really interesting. I mean, it doesn't tell you how to vote, but you get to put in what you think on certain issues, and it gives you where you should, what the most ideal party to vote for is. And if you don't know anything about politics and you just want to know, it's a great, great little tool. Great little tool. Also on the show tonight, we're going to be featured artist tonight is Charlie Tate from Seattle, Washington, dance, electronica, and pop artist whose upbeat style always is a pleasure to listen to, and I've been wanting to feature her for some time, so we'll be doing that. Plus, you're going to hear my thoughts on the playoffs. Of course, you're going to be hearing that, and it should be interesting. And if you're looking to travel this summer, if you're looking to travel to the United States, particularly the northeastern or midwestern United States, and you just want to go somewhere, and you just want to get out of the city, and especially right now with the weather being here in Toronto, it's 13, not even 13, it's like 8 degrees, so anybody who's listening in the United States, it's about, roughly below 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and no, it's been horrific weather for this time of year, and we'd like to get rid of it, please. So I'm going to tell you about my little trip to Washington, D.C., and how you can go down to D.C. for under $5. And I'm not kidding you when I say that. I went down for $4.50, and you can do it too. It takes some planning, it takes some time, and you have to have the right spirit to do it. But if you want to just get out and see a city, that's how you do it. So stick around for that. We're going to be doing that. But as always in the show, we're going to be playing some of our featured artist music. So the first song that'll be coming up is Love Reinvented by one of our great featured artists, Elise Saunders, lovely young lady from Peterborough, Ontario, who's now just moved to the city of Toronto. And we're going to be playing her song, Love Reinvented, great country singer. So here it is coming up after the quick little commercial break.
Hey, this is Jessica Speziale, and you're listening to Radio Nation on Centennial Radio with Nicholas Pescod.
come close, no, it couldn't compare to that miracle kiss and how it could heal. Just like a buried treasure you think you'll never find again, and can only wish, just only thought it was gone forever. We dug deep enough back to where it was, found that old feeling with a breath.
Love reinvented. flow, and I call it home. And there's no more lies, and the darkness is light, and nobody cries. There's only butterflies.
And welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. 7:45 here in the studio on this rather chilly evening or night, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the NHL playoffs. And personally, this has been an interesting playoff series, playoffs so far. Montreal has taken up Boston 2-1 in the series, and they had an interesting game last night. Vancouver goes on tonight, and I expect them to beat Chicago and sweep Chicago, the defending Stanley Cup champions. I also expect the Los Angeles Kings to beat the Sharks, which is a pretty bold prediction, but I do think despite all the injuries the Kings have, I feel that San Jose has never been a team to close out the big game. They've always failed to do anything, and, you know, I just think this is the year. I think this is another year. I was talking to somebody on the train this morning, and they made a great point, and we both actually made a great point, that Patrick Marleau and the Sharks is really the only guy who does anything. And when Marleau doesn't produce, the team doesn't really do well. And they have Thornton and Heatley and Pavelski, and they're great players, but when it comes to the playoffs, they don't do anything. And sad. Sad, sad, sad. So look for the Canucks-Blackhawks game. That should be a fun game to watch. Chicago might win this game, but I do expect Vancouver to sweep the Blackhawks. So we'll see. It's on CBC and RDS, and it's 8 p.m. Eastern time, so about to kick off in the next 45 minutes or so. Also on the show, like I said, we're going to be talking about travel to the United States. And I should also mention that the last songs you just heard were Pocketful of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield, Anything But Mondays, Just Do It, and of course we had Love Lee Saunders. That was a great song, and I love both all those bands. I'm not a particular fan of Natasha Bedingfield, but I don't mind her music either way. Though it's not about me, it's about you, the listeners on the show. So yeah, so we were talking about the playoffs and how it's been an interesting year. You know, the New Jersey's not in it, which is always, you know, they've been in it for so long, and it's quite surprising that they're not in it. And a tough season for them. And what I want to say is, you know, why have a lottery? Like, the NHL has a lottery, and, you know, why have a lottery for the first draft pick? Because New Jersey won it, but they couldn't get it. They got fourth. You know, it's like me winning the lottery and saying, oh, and then the OLG saying, no, Nick, actually, you don't get $1 million. You're going to get $250,000, and that guy over there is going to get $1 million, and you didn't even do anything. You didn't even get a ticket. And that's, you know, that's how I feel. It's great New Jersey getting fourth because they had a terrible season, but, you know, that being said, it's one of those things, like, why have a lottery if you're going to do that? And it just frustrates me. It frustrates me to no end. And what else frustrates me this right now is the weather. It's disgusting. It sucks. Sunday was one of the strangest days ever. I mentioned this in my morning program. Sunday sucked. Sunday was awful. Sunday was a great day to just lay around and do nothing. Because it sucked. It was boring. you couldn't tell. The rain couldn't make it. It was rain, sun, snow, sleet, hail, sun, rain. You know, I remember going outside to play road hockey for like in the morning at like 8 o'clock. And I ran outside. I got out there. Sun was out. By the time I got my stuff on and was ready to go, it started to start the rain. Sucked. It's freezing. This weather is horrible. And it pisses me off because, you know, my buddy in Germany's like, you know, it's 23 degrees and sunny all week over there. And that's what I'd like right now. The only positive thing about the weather is, you know, you can stay inside and you don't feel guilty. You know, I was watching NASCAR, and I have to admit, I do watch NASCAR. I can never watch a whole race because I find it so boring. But when it comes to the end of the race, the last 10 laps, it's the most exciting thing I've ever watched. It's so exciting. It's the most exciting racing I've ever seen. Formula One, it's generally decided like halfway through the race who's going to win. Champ car, generally the same principle, you know, a couple laps later. There's been some tight ones. But NASCAR, like on a consistent basis, has close finishes. Like last finish on Sunday, the guy won by 2/2000ths of a second. Like, that's crazy. It was so intense. And when they do that in-car cam, oh my God. It's like a pure adrenaline rush for me to watch them doing like 210 miles per hour. Even faster. And see them like side by side with like other cars. It's amazing. I love it. I love it so much. But I can never watch a whole race. I mean, I can't sit there for 4 hours and watch cars go around in a circle. I mean, I can't do that. I can only do it for a couple races. I can only do it for Daytona because it's the Daytona 500. And I can only do it for Talladega because it's the other super speedway where they just show that in-car cam all day. But when it's other races, forget it. I can't do it. I really can't. And that's just how I feel. California might be another exception because they get up to like 180 miles an hour, which is pretty intense. But no, I can't. I can't do it. And it's a lot of people say, you know, why do you like NASCAR? And do you have a favorite driver? And I really don't. I mean, I don't mind Dale Jr., but I don't really care. I mean, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, I watched the Daytona 500, and I liked that 21-year-old kid, Trevor Bayne, who won. And I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. 21-year-old, he's my age. And so, I kind of root for him. But I don't really sit there. I can't sit there for a whole day and watch NASCAR. It's the same thing with baseball. I can get away with baseball, but not to the same extent. Like, I can do a full game if it's the Jays and it's it's a good – they're getting lots of home runs. And I remember one game last summer. Oh, man, the game JP and CB had debuted, and, man, that was a fun game to watch. And that whole series was amazing. That was a great series. But that's just generally how I feel. I can't watch NASCAR. Some people can do it, and good for them, but I can't do it. It's just one of those things. That's just how I feel. And so we're going to be taking a little quick look at the sort of thing before we feature artists. And this is a short show again, and I apologize. We were hoping to get Cabby from Cabby on the Street on the show. And we're trying to work on that. It's not easy. I mean, it's hard, especially because, you know, it's a small station, and it's just tough. And I'd like to mention one thing. I don't know if they're listening, but one of our bands that we featured, Tallulah Darling, they're entering this contest to win Band of the Month, and they're an all-girl pop rock band, if you haven't heard them, and we're going to be playing one of their songs shortly on the show. And if you want to go and help them, you can help them win Band of the Month by visiting edge.supernova.com/Tallulah Darling. Just click and vote for them. And, yeah, you can help them win. I'm not even sure what it's for. I saw this thing here. I'm just looking it up right now, right off the bat. Vote for them. And hopefully they win. So Indie Band of the Month. And I think you got to register, which is kind of a pain in the ass. But, you know, whatever. If you want to help them win. And there's only 12 days left to vote. So I'll be mentioning this next week. But vote for them. They're a great band. And I had a lot of fun with them in the studio. And they're a lot of fun. So definitely vote for them. So we're going to take a quick break here on Radio Nation. We're going to go to commercial break very, very shortly. And then I'm going to come back and talk about how you can go to Washington, D.C. or other cities for under a lot less than you think. I went to D.C. for under $5, and you can do the same thing. And it's you'd be surprised. It's a lot of work, but you can get tickets. We're doing Boston soon. Boston for $40. Went to North Carolina for $10. I mean, you can go all kinds of places, and it's a lot of travel. But, hey, if you want to go have some fun and live life, because you only live once, and there's so much to see in the world, then bus travel's for you. It's not for everybody, and I'm going to explain why, but it's generally an interesting and it's a fun experience. And if you do it just once, and yeah, you're going to come home, you're going to smell, and it's not going to be pretty, but hey, you just saw part of the world. And to me, for $5, you know, you win. So we're going to take a quick break here on Radio Nation. It's 7:55. We're going to go to commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about travel to the United States and how you can do it this summer for less than you think.
Hi, this is Samantha from the music group Anything But Monday. And when the weather outside and that pale and wintry look on your face is anything but delightful, don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptations and change your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Oakville at Dundas Street West and Neyafawa Boulevard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Street and Niagara Boulevard in Oakville.
They say the beat of a butterfly's wings will set off a storm in the world. Away.
What if they're right in the smallest of things could power the strongest hurricane?
What if it all begins inside?
We hold the key that turns the tide.
Oh, a simple life of yes. Oh,
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Short break. And I actually really like that last song. I'm not going to lie. Really like that song. It's a good song. Actually, you know what? I saw that song. I heard that song anyway. I was watching this National Geographic documentary. I don't even know what it was on. It was on like dolphins or sea animals. And it was narrated by Pierce Brosnan, which is pretty cool. But then again, I think it's weird because I'm watching this National Geographic thing and it's Pierce Brosnan narrating it. And I'm thinking James Bond is going to blow up a dolphin or something. And I don't know. I thought it was weird, but I like Pierce Brosnan. He's a good actor, and he's in one of the newest movies I've seen him in, Remember Me, and I hate to admit, Pattinson actually does a good job in that movie, and I generally listen in anything that he does, but he actually did a good job in that movie. I really like that movie. It kind of seemed a little different role for him, and I like that, because man, I can't stand him in general, but I gotta give credit where credit is due. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. You probably want to know, or at least you may be curious to know, how you can go to Washington, D.C. or other great cities in the United States, and even Montreal here in Canada, for a lot less than you really think. Now, you're wondering, well, how is that possible? How did you go to Washington, D.C. for $4? I go to the dollar store, I can find 5 items that are more than your trip to D.C. And you're right, you can. It is possible. But what I'm saying is, if you do a lot of planning and a lot of research, and it doesn't even have to take that long. It just takes time. You might spend a couple hours at your computer, but you're going to be doing it anyway. And you just go to www.megabus.com, all one word, and you go to the United States site. It'll be, when you pop up on the thing, it'll say, well, now it's saying Megatrain, which is weird, and has Megabus, but they have Megatrain too, which I've never been to, but we'll take a look at that and see what it is later in the show. But it gives you the option. You can click Canada English, Canada French, United States English, United States Spanish, or the United Kingdom. So if actually you're in the UK, you can do some pretty decent bus travel over there. So if you're Canadian and you're thinking, okay, well, you can click the United States English one, and you can click it, and it will pop up, and it will give you a map, an interactive map of where you can go in the United States and where you can go from Toronto. So it's pretty interesting. It's a pretty great little tool they have. Click on Toronto, and up pop the locations that you can go to. So from Toronto, you can go to Buffalo Airport, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, and New York, and that's all in New York State. Pennsylvania, anywhere in Pennsylvania you can go is Erie, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Harrisburg. And I'll personally tell you, I've been to Harrisburg. I really didn't see anything interesting there. And then you can also go to Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Now, here's the fun part. If you can get to D.C., you can go to a lot more places than you think. And so if you're planning on going from D.C., say you want to, if you wanted to go to Knoxville, Tennessee, or Raleigh, which is what I did, you can take a bus from Washington to Raleigh. Now, it's a lot of bus travel, don't get me wrong. You can also go to Boston through the same way. And you can go to New York City. And so what you do is you play around and you find the times, and you have to book in advance. And that's the secret to this website, is you have to book in advance. Now, the tickets that come up later are, you know, they're not, if you're looking to spend, you know, 50, 60 bucks for a one-way ticket, you know, you're going to do that. That's what's going to happen. But if you book it far enough in advance and you are playing around with dates and you say you want to just take a week off and you want to maybe go to somewhere for a day, even an overnight trip, or you want to go down for a week, you know, so you play around with it, and you can get tickets for, like, really cheap. Some of them are actually $1.50. Now, some of the new routes, they just opened up a Toronto to Pittsburgh route, and that's $1.50 if you book really early in advance. And what you do is, so you book, you click, and you find the things. And now, what I did was, when I went to North Carolina, I had it planned, so I didn't have to stay at a hotel. I just slept on the bus, which is, it's a lot more difficult than saying planning a hotel. Now, because I'm a very easygoing traveler, and I don't care if I smell like shit, and excuse me for the language, but that's what it is. You smell like it, and I don't really care that I smell bad. I don't really care that people look at me funny. You know, I just deal with it. And, you know, you sleep overnight, you just bring some stuff, you bring an extra pair, change of clothes. You can find places, you can find shower, like they have a roadside shower place. I mean, you can find places to take a shower. It's really not that difficult if you really want to find a shower. Or you can do what I do, and that is you just don't, and you're gone for 3 or 4 days, and you it's a lot of overnight bus travel, and you just sleep on the bus, and then you get down to D.C. or wherever. In my case, I went to D.C., and we got in late at night, and we ended up having to stay overnight in Washington, which at first, when we first did it, was a little scary than what we really thought, because we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. And now, I'd asked people, and I was really nervous before, and then I went, and it's the safest city I've ever, it's the cleanest city I've ever been to. Like, I just got back from it, like, a week ago. Like, this time last week, I was down there, and it was the cleanest city I've ever seen. Like, littering, I think littering is an actual, like, felony in D.C., because it is a clean city. Even the ghetto, that's, you know, and it's safe, too. There are so many cops there, and you live in that city, you really live. And I love it. I love that city, and people are so nice there, and I love it. Now, when I was going to North Carolina, we got into D.C., 12, 1 in the morning, we met up some friends, and we just kind of hung out. Well, I hung out, and, you stay at the bus station there, you sleep there, I mean, it sounds a little creepy, but there's a guard that walks around there, and everybody who doesn't have a bus ticket has to get out, and you can sleep there. It's not the most comfortable thing, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, and if you wanna just go somewhere, and you don't really care, you do it. And the best thing about that bus station is they have a microwave there, which is phenomenal. I wish Toronto put a microwave in their bus station, because you get off a bus and there's not a lot around. I mean, there's a cafe in there, but bringing a microwave can save you so much money. You can just pack as much food as you can that, you know, you can use in the microwave. Yeah, it's not McDonald's, or it's not, you know, like the keg food, but you know what? When you're on the road, who cares? Sweet. You got to do what you got to do. And I remember bringing a bag of popcorn and getting on the bus and going home. And it was good. And not the healthiest thing, but you got to eat what you got to eat. And from there, you know, we slept in the bus station, got up in the early morning, got on the bus and went down to Carolina. And spent the whole day there and made sure we were on a bus back. And aligned up the times perfectly. So when we arrived back, so we were only in North Carolina for 12, 15, 16 hours maybe. But the thing is, they're really, unless you have family there, or unless you really, you plan on going to driving out to the beach, or you plan on driving down to Charlotte, or you plan on taking another bus to Charlotte, there really isn't a whole lot to do in North Carolina, in Raleigh anyway, and Durham. They're cities that you can see in one day, and you've seen everything. And if you just want to go and say, I saw North Carolina, I've been, and I know what it's like down there, that's it. And people in North Carolina are so friendly. I love people down there. I met some great people and some nice people. And it's been so much I still keep in touch with some of them, and it's been a lot of fun. So, yeah, you can do that. You can do lots of great things. And I'm doing in the summer, I'm doing a long ride, which is I wouldn't recommend it to people who have never. If you don't like taking, let's put it this way. If you don't like taking a bus like for 3 hours, forget even doing this. But if you don't care, if you just want to go and your whole you've always wanted to go to Chicago. You can go to Chicago from Toronto. Now, you can take the Greyhound there, and it's like $100 from Toronto to Detroit, and then you could take a megabus from Detroit to Chicago, and you might pay like $30, and you have a $130 trip, round trip, maybe. If you want to go cheaper, which is what I did, I'm going to Wisconsin for under $50, round trip, and I have to go from Toronto to Buffalo to Erie to Pittsburgh to Cleveland to Detroit to Indianapolis to Chicago, and then I'm in Milwaukee. And then from Milwaukee, we're hanging out for a couple days, and we're going to Minnesota. And that'll be fun. And if you don't like doing that, if you don't like sitting on bus and smelling bad, and forget it. But the great thing about these buses, too, is they have internet. They have Wi-Fi connection, and they have an outlet. They have two outlets on by every seat so you can plug your stuff in. And that's amazing. If they didn't have that, it would be a lot more of a struggle. But because you're connected to the internet most of the time, depends on the weather outside for whatever reason, you can do a lot of things. And it makes time go by a lot faster. And you can bring your laptop and get a lot of work done, or you can just watch movies and do whatever. And it's like talking to your friend. It's like sitting at home. Like when I decided to go to D.C. on last Tuesday, I said to myself, what would I really be doing? Other way, what would I be doing? I'd be going home. I might be playing hockey for a little bit. I'd go home, and then on Wednesday, I'm going to do nothing anyway. I'm going to be sitting at my computer, or, you know. But I looked at it as the time I spent on the bus on the computer was the time I'd be spending on my computer anyway. So by the time I got down there in the morning, I just walked around and I saw everything I wanted to see, except for the Holocaust Museum. But I saw pretty much everything. I saw the memorial. I saw the Washington Monument. I saw the White House. I saw Capitol Hill. I saw so much stuff. And it's the same idea. If you want to do that, that's great. And it's a lot of fun. And I saw so much. And then I got on a bus, went home. Got home in Toronto, went to Queen's Park, saw my friends, hung out, had a good day, you know, and I love traveling. I love it. I got home, and I wanted to get, as soon as I slept in my bed, the next day I wanted to get right back out and just go. And I'd love to see St. Louis. It's one of those places you can see on this thing. I'd love to see Memphis, Tennessee. I think I'm going to try to do that in the fall when school's in for the University of Tennessee, because it's in Knoxville, and I've never been. I'd love to see Charlotte. I'm going to be able to see Cincinnati this summer. And, yeah, you know what? It's a lot of fun. And if you like doing it, it's great. And you can get to Atlantic City, New Jersey, if you want to go hit some casinos. And you can get to New York. I was doing it once, and I found $8 tickets to New York City. You have to do a lot of travel, though. It's a lot of bus travel. You got to go from Toronto to D.C. and then D.C. to New York. So you're kind of going a little backwards. But for $8, if you want to spend like a week there and you're on a tight budget, which a lot of us are, anybody who's listening, you know, you're generally on a student budget. $8 is phenomenal. And you can stop in Baltimore. And I recommend, if you're going to do this, if you're actually looking at doing this, Baltimore stop is one of the worst stops. It's in the middle of a parking lot. And it's by IKEA, which is great. But, you know, it's nowhere near the city. It's actually not in Baltimore. It's in Notting Hill Forest or something like that. And I'm not sure how good the transit is to get to Baltimore. And I wouldn't really, you know, Baltimore looked nice on big screen TV, in the movie The Replacements, and anything else it's ever been in. But I'm telling you, man, from the outside, it looked awful. It would look really, really bad. So I've never been downtown, so I can't judge what it's like downtown. It might be a nice place, but it didn't look very clean on the outside for sure. You can also go to Hartford, which I'd like to do one day. And, yeah, Boston's a good city. We're going to do that one. And, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of, you know, you have to set dates and you have to write a lot of times down. I've got a booklet of times that I have written down when buses come. And generally they come the same times every day. So, for example, the bus leaves at 10 o'clock to go to D.C., gets in at approximately like 7, 8, 9, 10 in the morning, maybe even 11. And that's the same time. It'll be the same time, like, pretty much every day. The price will just be different. And how the pricing works is it's seat sales. So it's like booking for an airline. And the great thing is you can book with your credit card. You can actually pay. You can actually do the U.S. ones, and you can pay in Canadian dollars. So you can use your Canadian credit card, which is great because you don't have to do the conversion, and it's a lot easier. And you can back out right up till if you can cancel 24 hours beforehand, and they won't bill you. If you do it like on the day of your trip, you're screwed. But if you booked a trip and you're like, I can't go, well, then you can't go, and then you can book out. And when I went down to D.C. this last time, we went to the North Carolina Nationals game. The Nationals game was $5. If you get to a Nationals game, which is a nice park, and I got to see Roy Halladay, which was a treat. And if you do this, you know, you go as a student, you show your college ID or a driver's license, they give you $5 tickets, and really, like, I didn't even sit in my section. I just sat wherever I wanted. It was great. I mean, you're up in the upper bowl, but if you want to see a great ball team coming to D.C. and you want to plan, do it. And it's a lot of fun. And for me, I truly enjoy sitting on buses, and it sounds boring to some people, but I truly enjoy just seeing stuff go by and stopping in random places and seeing interesting things. And, you know, I look at it like this is an opportunity of a lifetime, because these prices will not stay. I guarantee you these prices, some of the routes are going up. They're going up right now. But for a fact that they are going to stay, like, in a year's time, this won't be the same. It will be more expensive. It'll be a lot more money. It'll be harder to get tickets. It'll be whatever. And hopefully they add new routes. I'd love to see them add some West Coast routes. I'd love to see them have a Vegas route or a California route or something from Vancouver to Seattle. That would be very convenient for people out there. But for right now, what we have. If you're in Toronto in that area, it's great. Also, if you want to do Canadian roots, if you want to go to Kingston, if you want to go to Kirkland, which is just outside of Montreal, Quebec, if you want to go to Montreal, Brockville, Cornwall, Scarborough, I don't know why you wouldn't Toronto, but you know you could do it. I guess it'd be like cheaper than taking the subway, but it'd be kind of dumb. You can also do Niagara Falls and Buffalo Airport, but yeah, nope. So for the most part, it's not bad. It's a great little service, and so you can get down to DC if you plan ahead of time and you want to do it. You can do it for a lot less money than you really think, and it's a great thing. And there's some good hostels. You can research on hostels, and yeah, I mean, there's a hostel like does a $20 hostel in DC, which is great. So if you're looking for that, so we're gonna take another quick commercial break here on Radio Nation, and then after that, we're gonna talk about our featured artists, and then we're gonna close off the show. So kicking it off is good song for many of you girls out there. Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. Here it is.
On your face is anything but delightful. Don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptation, your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aquamist, vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Honda Street West, Favard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptation before the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Street and Niagara Boulevard in Oakville.
It's like a game of chess. I wanna be the best, I won't settle for less. It's like a straight up honey in a summer dress that really turns me on. Yes, I must confess, I know that she knows I wanna. And I know that she wants to do me too, cause I feel the look in her eyes, and her blushing cheeks just tell me she's shy. So I start to make and say that she's dope, and I was wondering if there was any hope for us to fantasize in the old wonderland. She could end up be a good man. I don't usually come across like that, but yo, you must know that it's a well-known fact that I'm just funny, I'll make you smile. Don't be scared, girl, it's just my style.
You were lifting me up, we sitting tight in the back of the truck. What? You got money, but there ain't no love. It's kinda funny now she's hating a thug. Why? I'm so deep in it, it's like do or die. You can be my Bonnie, I can be your Clyde. If you're down to ride, door suicide. To the beach, sunset, watching out the tide. Baby girl, yeah, you're watching me drift. I bought a fake rose and I'm wondering if I could love you till the day that it would die. Yeah, or better yet, yeah, the rest of my life. Yeah, she's so sweet with it, it's like Candyland. I'm just needing it, call me Candyman. She got me going up, straight to the top. Yeah, I said it before, she just lifts me up.
Hey, this is Jessica Speziale, and you're listening to Radio Nation on Centennial Radio with Nicholas Pescod. Thank you.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. It's 8:30 here in Toronto, Ontario. That last band was Tallulah Darling, who I just voted for on that website I was talking about. That's Edge. I will just get that website for you. Let me just check that out really quick. But I just voted for them, and you all should too. Let me just pull the link to www.edge.supernova.com/Tallulah Darling. Go up there, sign up really quickly. It takes like 5 minutes, and then you can just vote for them, and it's a lot of fun. And let's hope they win. All right, so the main event, as some of you listened for, is, of course, the artist of our week. We haven't done one in a little while, and we've got a bunch lined up for you, including fellow rapper here in Toronto, from Toronto. That will be May 10th, I believe, if not May 17th. And one of the other dates, which I'm not sure we have confirmed, but we have a young, well, I shouldn't say young, we have an artist from Toronto who... If you've ever gone by Union Station at around 10 o'clock at night and you've heard a saxophone play and a passionate Leaf fan, you will have seen her, and you'll find out more about her in the up-and-coming events. Anyway, so it's time to talk about Charlie Tate from Seattle, Washington, in a beautiful and lovely city out there. And we're going to talk a little bit about her music, and we're going to try to set up an interview with her in the near future and play that clip for you. But, this beautiful young blonde throws a mix in, this is right off her biography page, throws a mix of sparkling music, upbeat rhythms, and lots of sunshine and splash of yellow. And you have the recipe for Charlie Tate. And bright young, bright innovative, and her music blurs the lines between intense and lighthearted. And I really like the song that we're going to play for you. Actually, I like them both, but we're going to play the song Found, and I really like this song a lot. Her past show was some time ago. But you can check her out on ReverbNation.com. Just search up Charlie Tate. That's Charlytate. And you can find out more about her. And she's only got 3 songs posted. But yeah, and she's a great artist. So we're going to play that song for you in just a moment. And I really like this piece. It's a great show. It's a great song. I really like the style. Catchy, upbeat, tempoed. So I like it, so we're going to play it in just one moment. Apologize for the little technical difficulty here. Just give me a moment as we buffer this song up. It should be going just right about now.
Every living thing. When I look around,
And there you have it. That's Found by Charlie Tate. And I promise you, we will get an interview with her in the very, very near future. We'll be working on that. That's it for the show. But before I go, I have to make a couple announcements. The original soundtrack has canceled its weekly On the Air Top 10 featured. Most of the music that I listened to, and it has replaced it with the original 10. This features music. And if you don't know the original soundtrack, it's on Fridays at 5 with my good friend and great host, Josh Skinner, who is up for an award, by the way, this next Thursday. And maybe I'll have to go. Maybe I'll have to go, despite the fact that he knows that I don't want to go to this award ceremony. Not that I don't think I'm going to win anything. I mean, I don't think I'm going to win anything, but... And not that I don't want to support people that do win stuff. I just think I have better things to do that day. And I know that sounds wrong. But maybe I have to go and support him now and see him win this award and do a little feature on him on the show. Anyway, here's music from local artists that have been guests on both Radio Nation and the original soundtrack. How this works is at the beginning of every month, 12 to 15 songs are from the playlist that are selected. And you, the listener, have a chance to vote on these songs by heading over to http://theoriginalsoundtrack.co.nr. That's theoriginalsoundtrack.co.nr. And heading over to the original 10 under the community tab and clicking vote. Each week, the original soundtrack will air the top 10 songs as chosen by you. And at the end of the month, the song with the most votes becomes the song of the month. If you voted for the song of the month, you automatically enter to, and if you submit your email address, to win a sweet prize. I don't know what those prizes are, but I'm sure there's something fun. Maybe I can give you bus tickets to somewhere random, and then you might have to go. But we'll see. We'll see about that. So definitely check that out. That should be a lot of fun. And yes, next show will be a big long show because it is the end of the school year, so we're going to be doing a big, long show here on Radio Nation. It's going to be a nice, long show because I won't be going to school the following day, so I'm going to be going from 7:30 right up until 1 o'clock until 12:30 in the morning, so almost it'll be a nice, long show, and hopefully we're going to get some guests in, and hopefully one of those guests that we have on the air is Andrew Crystal from the Fan 590, or was it the Fan 590, the morning show host there. Andrew Crystal is a wonderful individual and a great person, and hopefully we can set up a phone interview or something. So I'm trying to work that out. That might be the day of. It might be a live phone interview. It might be a recorded one. But still, that'd be a lot of fun. He's a great guy. Find out how he got into the world of journalism and what he does for a living. And how to be a controversial radio host, unlike me. So that's it for Radio Nation. It is 8:38. I am your host, Nicholas Pescod. Stay tuned next week, as it'll be a big show. And I promise that, and I do mean that. I know I've said that we've had some big news coming, and we're trying really hard here to get some guests on the show, but it's a busy time of the year, and it's been a busy time for me. I didn't really promise to go so busy. But, yes, and as I do say to anybody who's interested in taking those Megabus trips, I can be your unofficial travel agent because I have done it twice. I've gone through the process, and I'm going through it again, and I'm about a week and a half's time, and I'll be doing it again all summer long. And anybody who wants to come with me, please be my guest. If you're a light traveler and you just don't care and you're just like, whatever, I want to see stuff, and you're a light, low-cost traveler, hey, come with me. And you should mention that the original soundtrack host, Josh Skinner, me and him went to Montreal, and it was a good time. And we did a whole overnight thing, and we paid a lot of money. We paid like triple. We paid like $70 to go to Montreal. And I find this website, and you can get tickets for like $35-$40 if you book in advance. So it's the way life goes, and it's a lot cheaper than Greyhound. And the buses are way better than Greyhound because you can get Wi-Fi, and you can plug your laptop in, which is huge. So that's it for me here at Radio Nation. We're going to end off the show with the host, the featured song. But before we do that, as always, well, not as always, but I'd just like to say thanks to Elon Lee. He works hard in the background there, getting ready some of the technical stuff, recording stuff for me, and we'll be doing some catching up in the summer, my friend. We'll be talking online, and we'll be doing some good stuff, and hopefully we can do some other neat things, and I'm sure you got some cool ideas, and we'll get this thing down, because it's been a lot of fun, and without you, man, like, I don't know, like, I think some of my shows would be lost, and you do a lot of work, my friend, and I really, really appreciate it every day, and I don't thank you enough, but you do it, and you're always there, and it means a lot. So thanks a lot for doing this. And thank you, the listener, for listening. It's been a lot of fun, and you know, it's been a long way. We've come a long way since November 9th, the very first show. So yeah, the show's growing immensely, and so is Josh's show, and it's proud. And actually, I hope Josh can come on my show next week, and we can do a little farewell thing, because it's been a lot of fun. And I'll be going through the summer, and I'm sure Josh will too. And it should be a lot of fun, and there might be some new and exciting things coming up for the new school year. We'll be promoting that hard, so definitely check that out. And like I said, if there's any events, anything you guys need, want, please let me know, and I'm always helpful to come out. Any community events you want me to come out to, I can definitely try to get around and do that. And thank you very much, and have yourselves a great night, everybody. This is Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pascott. Take care.
Hi, this is Samantha from the music group Anything But Monday. And when the weather outside is frightful and that pale and wintry look on your face is anything but delightful, don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptations and change your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're located at Oakville, at Dundas Street West, and Neyafawa Boulevard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything But Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Boulevard in Oakville.